I'm Latoya Dennis. Wisconsin would not be unique if it severed certain ties with its university system. Across the country, public universities are seeking less input from state lawmakers on how institutions spend their money, what happens with their buildings, and what to teach.
Top flagship universities in particular, so like the UVAs and the University of Michigan's, Berkeley in California.
That's Andrew Kelly. He studies higher education reform for the American Enterprise Institute, a conservative think tank. Kelly says the concerns public universities have when it comes to state control tend to involve competition.
Being directly under state control may hold them back from actually competing adequately with some of the elite colleges on the private side. Not being able to raise your tuition to where you think you need to, it needs to be, to cover the cost of a high quality education.
When it comes to concerns about increased autonomy, Kelly says one of the biggest is decreased access for state residents.
This is the tension that people are dealing with across the country, is a desire to have an elite university in your state system at the same time that that state system is public and publicly controlled and nominally supposed to give access to anybody who meets the qualifications.
Kelly says when it comes to universities or university systems that are given more freedom, they tend to take on more out-of-state students. And typically, the new university freedoms come with decreased state funding. Governor Walker has proposed a $300 million cut to the UW system over the next 2 years. Latoya Dennis, 89.7 WUWM.